This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains is underway, and for that we are very grateful. Never can express enough gratitude to you, our fine listeners. Thank you very much for being part of this conversation 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and obviously when we're live on the air as well on the mothership, 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, KLTC 1460, the Western Edge, Dickinson, KTGO, Watford City, Williston, Stanley, Tioga, 1090 on your radio dial, wherever you're listening. We appreciate you very much on the program. As I mentioned last hour, today is a momentous day for the great state of North Dakota in a lot of ways. 1 year anniversary of oil flowing in the Dakota Access Pipeline. We're going to talk a little bit about that anniversary. We're going to chat with Max Schneider, candidate for Congress here in a little bit. And much more to wrap up the program. More questions and comments coming in on the tariffs and on the job numbers today, too. So we'll get to all of that. Want to welcome back to the program our friend Kelsey Warren, the president and CEO of Energy Transfer Partners. Kelsey, how are you, sir?
Hey, great, Scott. Good to talk to you.
Good to catch up. So what does the one-year anniversary feel like?
Well, let's say before it started, I looked young like you, and I don't look that way anymore.
Yeah, the challenges are well chronicled. There's no doubt about that, but it's been a pretty amazing year, hasn't it?
It's been amazing, just amazing, and we're so proud of where we are today. Scott, you know, we're running at not capacity, but we're running at near capacity, and it's very profitable. Everything is just going well. And, you know, to let you know, you didn't ask this, but the majority of the crude from North Dakota is going to the Gulf Coast. I find it fascinating statistic that the price net to the producer in North Dakota, in the Bakken oil field, second largest oil field in the country, is superior to the price net to the producer in the Permian, which is the largest oil field in Texas, which is about 400 miles away from the Gulf Coast versus 2,000 miles in the case of North Dakota. Anyway, I'm doing a little proud speech there.
No, that's an important stat for a couple of reasons. One, that can't happen without the infrastructure to get it there, which the Dakota Access Pipeline obviously did. Second of all, it says something about the quality of that sweet crude, right, that it's in demand.
It's in high demand, and it's wonderful to see rig counts pick up, to see the barrels produced increase. Everything that we believed would happen has in fact happened, Scott. But it's so gratifying to see it.
Now you mentioned the Permian, and I'm hearing more and more of you know some of the transportation challenges the Permian is having. How is that? How does North Dakota this far away from the Gulf Coast, where a lot of those refineries are, ending up with an advantage over the Permian?
It's infrastructure. And as you know, that's what we're in the business of doing. So we are salivating over this opportunity. And so we will be announcing. In fact, we've already announced a pipeline, a big inch pipeline to move crude to the Gulf Coast from the Permian. That will resolve the issue. That will put North Dakota probably slightly behind Permian again on pricing, but until that infrastructure is built, and as you know, when you announce a project, it's a couple of years before it actually starts operating. It's going to be a while before that happens.
And of course, there's still that sweet crude advantage as well. So that remains a North Dakota advantage ahead of that. But that's been the fun thing of watching this. How much oil is moved? I mean, when you say this, not quite a capacity. Remind us what capacity is.
Well, the capacity is this is a 30-inch pipeline that it moves through, and then it goes a very long distance. So capacity is governed by the diameter and the pressure by which you operate that, and then the length that you move it. In our case, when the line started flowing last June, it was very small volumes because it's a slow process. You just don't open a valve and everything flows at once. So the process was slow. We ramped up, and there were some rail contracts that needed to expire with certain producers, and so we began filling it up. Today we're running over 500,000 barrels a day, I think. It kind of varies day to day. The ultimate capacity, and I'll explain that to get to your question, is about 575, and let me tell you what I mean by that. You could move a lot more barrels through the Dakota Access Pipeline than 575,000 barrels. The problem is it's diminishing rate of returns because you have to add more pump stations along the way, and your electricity cost to pump the crude, your capital cost to pump, it's diminishing rates of return. So 575 is about the peak, really.
And that, as we understand, contributed mightily, just the availability of that over this last year, to the rig count in North Dakota. And you know, the amazing thing there, you know, there was a point where there were 190-some rigs doing the exact same capacity that 60 are doing now. And so, you know, we don't need as many rigs to pump out as much oil as with all the efficiency that's coming on. But that's a pretty extraordinary stat that really the rig count and the amount of production in North Dakota right now is higher because of the Dakota Access Pipeline, correct?
That is correct. You know, Scott, there's a certain amount of rail that will never go away in North Dakota, in my opinion, because it goes west. It goes to the west coast of the United States, or it goes to some refineries that are local. But anything that wants to find the market to the south, which is the superior market, any barrel that wants to go there goes through our pipe. That's the way it works, and it's working very successfully.
So what does the future hold? There was an expert, I forget who, but it was somebody that obviously does a lot of analysis on the energy markets for investors all over, that said, hey, there's a day not too far in your future when the Dakota Access Pipeline is going to be at capacity, and you're going to have to think about more ways to get your product to market. Do you see more pipelines in North Dakota's future? Do you see expanding that one despite the challenges you mentioned earlier about the diminishing rate of return? What does the future look like?
Yeah, Scott, and I think, by the way, I love to read that, and I think that the gentleman who wrote that is correct in his assessment, and I would answer that by saying throw us in that briar patch. That would be, that's fun. If you're in the business we're in, what you want is more demand for your product, and that is pipeline capacity. That's what you want. And when the demand grows, you find ways to address that demand. I think it's a leap to think that we, a line like North Dakota, could be looped. I think that's a leap to get your head there. That would mean a double. The production would almost have to double, I think, for us to endeavor onto something like that. However, there's other things you can do as well. Possibly bumping up capacity to Patoka, Illinois, which is, as you know, a big hub for the refining sector in the Midwest. Things like that are very good options for us, and we'll look at them. So when we run into that problem, and we will, when we find that we're being strangled a little bit, or the North Dakota producer is, because of lack of infrastructure, then we're going to step up and find ways to be the party that solves that.
Do you think there's ever a point where it makes sense to have a more refining capacity in North Dakota? There's a couple of projects on the drawing board right now that have been talked about, but obviously we're a long ways from from the population centers that usually are where pipeline or refineries are located. What's your thoughts on whether or not just because of the amount of oil here, refinery capacity would ever be something that would be part of North Dakota's future?
You know, Scott, I would think it would, but let me full disclaimer here. I'm not a refining guy. That's a business that I've really not been involved in my career much. And I would think, and so therefore I don't know the logistics that well, but I would think that even though the access to supply would be superior access to a refiner, I would think the access to market would be a negative. Because of the distance from the higher demand areas for gasoline and refined products. But I don't know, so I'm probably the wrong guy to ask.
The Dakota Access Pipeline is a household word in North Dakota, just because of obviously the amount of news coverage that happened. But for much of that, it was negative coverage of illegal protests and everything else. But I think the vast majority of people that we talk to here regularly in the program say it's a household word that's a good thing, right? Because they see it as additional infrastructure that makes doing everything we're doing in North Dakota better. So do you still feel that gratitude from just average everyday folks? I realize you got to step away from the news cycle and all the things people say about you, but I hope you realize, man, on the street level, people really appreciate what's happened here.
I know that this, I repeat this every time I talk to you or the governor or anybody else, and it deserves repeating. I just can't tell you how impressed I am with the residents of North Dakota. Sure, are there some people that don't like us and don't like our industry and things like that? Yes, but I respect people having opinions different than mine. What I don't respect is some of the ways people act when they have those opinions versus 99.9999% of the population of your state, which are open-minded. You know, they care about the environment, they care about jobs, they care about their state, they care about a lot of things.
Great way to put it. Hold that thought if you would, Kelsey. We have a break this hard. We'll come up after this and continue our conversation with Kelsey Warren. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean, burning, renewable fuel produced by domestic resources such as soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use soy biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hello, I'm Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Is brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. If you check out their website, secureenergyfuture.org, they have a great history of clean, beautiful coal in North Dakota. It's really great. I mean, coal obviously contributing mightily to affordable energy, reliable energy, two very key components, especially in a place like North Dakota where it's, you know, extremes. hot, hot, hot where you need the AC and cold, cold, cold where you need heat, right? So that reliability, very important, in addition to the affordability. And we have a lot of coal and a lot of affordable, reliable electricity because of it. So find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's the website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. More of our conversation with Kelsey Warren, the CEO of Energy Transfer Partners. It's the one-year anniversary of the Dakota Access Pipeline, so we've been talking about some of those milestones, sending about 500,000 barrels of crude of oil per day for refineries throughout the country, getting a better price than North Dakota Bakken crude has ever gotten because of the access to markets now. So a lot of great things to celebrate. Our audience, as I'm sure won't surprise you, Kelsey, continually asks about accountability for all of the shenanigans that happened throughout the Dakota Access Pipeline protests, specifically about the lawsuit that you announced and joined us to talk about, and also, you know, state efforts. Okay, did people working here, did they pay taxes? How much do these entities that defy the law, how much do they owe the state of North Dakota? Those things that the Attorney General is working on. From your perspective, give us a little bit of an update. How's the lawsuit coming along?
Well, and as you might expect, there's limited amounts I can say about that. Just the lawyers would not allow me to do that. But I'll talk about what I can, what's public. We filed our lawsuit. It's in the process. There's been change of venues. There's been motions to dismiss. There's all this kind of stuff that occurs in a court proceeding that just takes time. That is occurring. We've had a new judge assigned to the case, and so that kind of slowed things down a tad. But it's okay. But I will tell you, I'm gonna go back to what you said. I promise you, Scott. I know enough to know. Heck, no taxes weren't paid. And the majority of these people that we're talking about, they're not from North Dakota. They didn't have an interest in your state. That they were paid to protest, paid to go, because it allows them to raise money. It's this one big scam where they find this cause they think people can embrace. They promote this cause. They spread lies. They just make stuff up. And then they turn around and raise money for their cause. So it's an industry. It's slimy, and hopefully we're going to have some success here in Bismarck, but we'll give it our best, and if we're not successful, we feel the need to stand up for what's right.
I know those things never go as quickly as you'd like them, but any kind of estimated timeline on when you anticipate the rubber will hit the road on getting some answers on this?
I know this is frustrating. That I would expect within the year, within a 12-month period, we should have some pretty good clarity as to where we stand in this case.
I also want to ask you a little bit about other pipeline protests that have been going on, some on your project, some on others as well. You know, the eco-terrorists have really found a playbook here, right, to try and use this as much as possible, and unfortunately, because they had some help from the federal government, the Corps of Engineers, and a number of things coming together, from their perspective, disrupted things in North Dakota, so they're trying it in other places. Is it, how do you see that playing out? Is it less effective than it was here? Are they more organized, less organized? What's your thoughts on these other protests?
Much less effective. They're following us around. It seems like every project we have, that they follow us. But it's much, much less effective. The groups are much smaller. Best we can tell, that they're not raising near the dollars that they raised on the North Dakota event. And it's odd that many of them are the same protesters we saw up in your state. I mean, these people are from California and all kinds of bizarre places, that are just moving around and getting paid money to go sit out on our right of way and keep a bulldozer from knocking down a pile of dirt or something. You know, we even had a couple of ladies that had built tree houses above our pipeline right away. Of course, you know, we dealt with that without hurting anybody. But it's just smaller groups. And surprisingly, Scott, I'll tell you something that's very interesting to me. This is not really, I guess, that relevant, but it's mostly women. Unlike the event in North Dakota, which was, a mixture, and we're seeing elsewhere These are mostly women that we're seeing on the job site.
That's interesting, to say the least. You know, you told me one time that you were amazed that the industry, the pipeline industry, didn't sort of watch out for each other. And, you know, we have over in Minnesota right now this Line 3 situation. This is ridiculous. I mean, they're trying to replace the pipeline to make it safer, better, everything else, and people are opposing that. And, of course, the Public Utilities Commission is stacked with folks. You know, that would seem to me to be the perfect occasion for other pipeline companies and other energy companies to come together and say, this is ridiculous, stand up. Same thing in your case with the Dakota Access Pipeline. Why doesn't that happen?
Yes, great question. I think I can get red-faced about this, Scott. We had a lot of closet supporters in our industry, but we didn't have anybody that stepped up and said, wait a minute, these guys are doing their jobs correctly, and this is wrong what's happening here. And I think part of that, though, is we don't have really effective trade organizations in the pipeline sector. We just don't. We've got this thing called INGA that I think is we withdrew from it. We just don't think they don't speak for the pipeline industry. So I don't know what the heck they do. There's other organizations as well, pipeline organizations, but they're ineffective. And I would love to see, we even thought about maybe going to some of our more proactive brethren, people that are actually laying pipelines in some of these areas that would share stories with us, going to them and forming our own trade association where we would actually have somebody that would speak up for the industry. And we've been busy and have not done that. That's something we've thought about.
Yeah, I think it's, and you know what? You have a lot of allies called people, real people out there that work for a living who like the fact that they can get gas cheaper than they would get it without pipelines, right? I mean, I don't think Americans understand what their lives would be like without pipelines. Do you?
I don't. I don't. You'd have to, you'd have to walk to work every day without rubber sole shoes, you know, barefoot, I guess, and on the hot, you wouldn't even walk on the pavement, I guess. But so, people don't understand. And it's funny, you know, you say that. I never thought that I would grow fond of unions. And bear with me on this call. I mean, I've had my issues with unions over my career, but we found in some of these areas where people say, wait a minute. This is helping jobs. This is helping industry. This is helping everything we're doing. They have come to our aid in states like Pennsylvania and Ohio and places like that. And I'll tell you, in those cases, they are representing the workers, the hardworking people that just want to make a living. And
absolutely.
It's been really educational.
And they sort of also takes the politics out of it, too. It's great. Kelsey, keep up the great work. Congrats to everybody, Energy Transfer Partners. I know worked very hard on getting the pipeline to this point. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Scott.
Good to talk to you.
Likewise.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hennett here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump taking heat from some of his critics about pardons he's granting. Conservative author and filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza, one of those being pardoned after he pled guilty to violations of campaign finance law in 2014. D'Souza says this morning,
here's the important thing, and that is that justice is not simply a matter of, hey, did you break the law? It's also a matter of, was the penalty proportional? relation to the crime? And did other people who do the same thing get the same penalty?
He spoke on Fox and Friends a short time ago. The president's also considering a pardon for Martha Stewart and commuting the sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. A top North Korean official is scheduled to deliver a letter from Kim Jong-un to President Trump at the White House today. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
The most important thing to your health is your sleep. That's why you need a MyPillow. Simple as that. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. And I know you want to be more healthy, so order one up today, and voila, there you go. You sleep better. You get more of that quality sleep. They call it REM sleep, you know, that where you really are getting that quality. And you get some really good deals because our friends at MyPillow always offer us good deals, like the two premium MyPillows for one low price. A two for one. That's right. So it's a great deal. 60-day money-back guarantee, so you can just be absolutely 100% sure. Go to MyPillow.com, enter in the promo code SCOTT, and you'll find all the deals on everything they sell up to 50% off. Or call them if that's easier for you, 800-506-9028. Max Schneider is here, the Democratic-endorsed candidate for the United States House race. He is running against Kelly Armstrong, the Republican candidate, to fill the seat currently held by Congressman Kevin Cramer, who's running against Heidi Heitkamp. And we catch up again with Mac. Mac, how are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
So what's the buzz on the campaign trail? What are people telling you about? What are they pounding your door about?
Well, it's been a real thrill. And we've tried to focus this campaign on the economic issues that are important to North Dakotans, North Dakota jobs, you know, getting a strong farm bill passed, you know, setting partisanship aside, making sure that we have strong export markets for our farmers and ranchers. You know, it's really those economic issues that people are talking to me about on the trail. You know, some of the crazy stuff that's happening nationally, that's just not what North Dakotans are focused on. They're focused on jobs. They're focused on their pocketbooks, focused on access to health care, things like that. And that's what we're building our campaign around.
So today, if you're on about, they're probably going to say, hey, Mac, did you see the jobs number? 223,000 jobs added in May ahead of what expectations were. And so unemployment is the lowest it's been in a long time, down to 3.8%, actually. So jobs numbers, another good month.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, great news for our economy, great news for North Dakota, great news for our country.
Do you see a number like that and go, maybe it wasn't such a good idea to oppose the tax plan?
I don't know if you can draw a line from one to the other. There's been a long period of economic expansion here. Certainly, I'll give President Trump credit for being at the top of a healthy economy. I'm not afraid to say that for one second. And those numbers are great. When North Dakotans and Americans are back to work, experiencing the dignity of a job, that's exactly what our government should be striving for. So that's fantastic news.
So when you say you don't necessarily draw a line between the good economic numbers and the jobs report, obviously, everybody got a tax break, right? I mean, we've had calls from people that you know, are pretty low on the income scale and talk about not only what they are receiving more per month now as a result of the withholding going down, but also when they go to the tax man says, well, you know, here's what you're going to pay for 2017, but guess what? 2018, here's what you're going to pay. That's, you know, every one of your constituents, right? I mean, so wouldn't that naturally lead to people hiring more and the unemployment rate coming down?
You know, there are certainly provisions of that bill that I strongly support. The middle class tax cuts, the deductions for small businesses, the doubling of the standard deduction. That's great. Where the bill, I think, in my opinion, goes too far is the way it's financed, which is through debt. You know, $1,900,000,000,000. That may not affect the economy today, but it's sure not sustainable in the long term. You know, Scott, we've spent over $600 billion more dollars than we've taken in as a country, and it's barely even June at this point. And so we do need to have a bipartisan focus on deficits and debt. I realize this is a problem that both members of both parties have contributed to over the decades, and it's going to take both parties to fix it. And that's the approach I'd hope to take in Washington, is to balance our books and get out from under the sea of red ink.
You know, obviously, growth is what's going to fix the debt, right? So get the economy growing. So the debt you're talking about being added is assuming we get no growth. But we're already starting to prove that incorrect, right? I mean, because if you get the economy going to a point where there's growth, then you chew up the debt. I mean, isn't that the best way to get rid of the debt?
Well, the numbers I'm going off of are the Congressional Budget Office numbers, and those are people with green eye shades who know far more about economics than I do, Scott. And the deficit, or the debt number, rather, has just increased as we've learned more about this bill. Went from $1,500,000,000 to $1,900,000,000. And again, we could have
scored without any benefit for growth, right? So, I mean, it's Congress is scored it saying, We're not gonna say this is gonna help the economy grow. So
time will tell. But with this add to the deficit, I trust the economists that work for the U.S. Congress when they're scoring this.
Speaking of the debt, Ryan Zinke, the Interior Secretary, is in the state last week for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, and advocating a plan of more drilling on federal lands to reduce the federal debt, but also more investment in the parks and bring these together. You know, I lay awake at night worrying about my kids and grandkids, as I'm sure you do, and what that debt's going to be, because it's clearly not sustainable.
Not at all.
And we don't ever seem to do anything but talk about it and never really fix it. But when I see how responsibly federal lands are drilled for resources that are owned by the taxpayers, right, in North Dakota, I say, why can't we do this more places? I mean, would you support a robust effort to reduce our debt through more drilling on federal lands?
Scott, I just don't think that is going to get us there. I mean, I think they're two separate issues. Dealing with our long-term fiscal problems and ongoing deficits, you know, that's one issue. Drilling on federal lands, I do believe that can be done responsibly. It certainly depends on which federal lands you're talking about. I wouldn't support drilling in Teddy Roosevelt National Park, which is just a crown jewel of this state and its tourism industry. For example, but yeah, we've had producers here in North Dakota, oil producers, members of the industry who have responsibly developed oil resources on federal land. And so any time there's a chance to do that responsibly, let's do it. But let's not kid ourselves. We're not going to drill our way out of this debt. That's going to take Republicans, Democrats coming together to balance our budget.
But I'm having a hard time understanding why you don't think those two are connected. If you have, I mean, trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars of federal resources and a North Dakota model on how to do it responsibly, I mean, that could be the debt reduction plan.
Well, it might be a very small part of it, Scott, but I think we need to look comprehensively at spending. We need to look budget by budget, make sure that we're spending responsibly. I just don't think there's a magic solution out there when it comes to this debt and deficit. It's going to take hard work. It's going to take compromise. It's going to take meeting in the middle. And that's something that doesn't happen enough in Washington, D.C., in my opinion. That's where I'd like to be as a legislator, if I'm fortunate enough to be elected to Congress, as somebody that works with both parties to make sure that we address these big problems.
Questions or comments are welcome for Mac today. Mac Schneider here for a segment to chat with us about his campaign for the U.S. House. 800-228-0550, toll free or locally 258-0550. You can text us too, 367-2054. Stephen Fargo, go ahead for Mac.
Yeah, a couple of things real quick, and I get so frustrated, and I've got to assume that Mac is a reasonably intelligent guy and he's not ignorant or stupid. So if that's the case, which I'm
thank you for that assumption, by the way, Steve.
Oh, how kind of you!
but in all seriousness, if you don't understand the difference between static analysis of bills and dynamic analysis of bills, you're lying to us. You cannot understand that. So the one comment you did make was, "We'll see what happens with that bill," and that's the only answer. Nobody knows what it will do. If the economy tanks, it's going to be a disaster for everyone. If the economy takes off, it could be the greatest thing that ever happened to the United States. But to puff your chest out and say, the economists at the whatever of, you know, idiots in government are saying this is the number, if you absolutely stand by that number, you're grossly misleading us. And then finally, you're a Democrat. Great. Wonderful. Do you realize that the majority of the Democratic Party, I'm about in North Dakota, but in the United States, are now self-proclaimed socialists? They truly believe that that is a better system than capitalism. Do you fall in that category? Have you swallowed the Bernie Kool-Aid like Heidi Heitkamp supporting Hillary Clinton and not supporting tax reductions? Or are you truly a moderate Democrat that will look out for the best of all the people? Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. I want to address the second part first, if I could. Well, I'm a small business owner. I'm a capitalist. I'm also a very moderate Democrat. And I think my record in the legislature shows all of that. I do believe in policies that help business. I mean, helping businesses helps grow jobs. Jobs create dignity and wealth for this country. And so, you know, put me in the category of someone who believes in a strong capitalist system, but also believes in investments in things like education. I'm a strong believer in programs like Social Security and Medicare. And my record does reflect one of moderation in terms of, you know, the scoring of that bill. You know, where are Steve's numbers? I guess would be my question to Steve. You know, we can have a reasonable debate about static versus dynamic scoring and put on the green eye shades and do that. But
the number I always look at is, you know, each tick, each incremental uptick in the percentage. In other words, you know, 2.8%, 2.9%, you know, it's at 3.8% today, the unemployment rate, but the actual growth in the economy, it's, you know, the needle moves. The needle moves on how the debt reduces. So, and
we've been at, you know, to be fair, we've been in a long period of economic expansion. That's great. That's occurred under two administrations right now.
Without a lot of economic growth, though.
Well, that's the problem, Scott. Yeah. That is a good point, is that wages are not growing as fast as they should. You know, we're creating jobs, but are we creating wages that sustain the middle class? You know, not as well as we should.
I would argue that's why the tax reform plan is so valuable. You've seen benefit from businesses saying, we're going to give back, we're going to do bonuses already as a result of it. So,
well, it's, I mean, I'm glad that those businesses are paying bonuses. The stock buybacks far outstrip the increase in wages and bonuses. And I think there's a way you can do corporate tax reform that incentivizes increases in wages, that incentivizes employee stock ownership. I think we missed a real opportunity to do that.
You don't regret your opposition to that bill, though?
I support the middle-class tax cuts, the business tax cuts. If I'm elected to Congress, I'm going to make sure that those are permanent, unlike current law. But the debt is what really concerns me.
Two of the quick things. We just had Kelsey Warren on from Energy Transfer Partners talking about the difference that pipeline has made with oil flowing through it the last year. Mm-hmm. Talked about right now on the Gulf Coast, North Dakota crude getting more than Permian crude and a higher rate. Unheard of. Pretty amazing. You spoke out at a powwow in Grand Forks. So Heidi Heitkamp was story out there right now about her, having some trouble in the Native American community because what they see is their lack of support. I mean, as you look back on this situation, do you think differently about that now?
Differently about what, Scott? I'm not sure of the question.
Opposition, supporting the opposition to the pipeline?
Scott, going to a powwow in Grand Forks and supporting the Native Americans who are fellow North Dakotans, that's not...
I remember a comment you made there supporting the Native Americans with the protest.
I did not make any statements in support of the protesters. I am strongly supportive of having a good relationship with these sovereign nations that exist within our borders, not just Standing Rock, but also Spirit Lake.
I think
everybody
would say that.
You're going after me for going to a powwow,
no,
Scott.
No, no,
I think that's pretty unfair.
I'm remembering a comment at the powwow supporting the protest effort. You're saying
you're wrong.
Yeah, so there was no support for the protest.
Yeah, you're not remembering it correctly, that's for sure.
Got it. Well, we have more calls than we have time, but we'll do this. We'll have you back.
I'll be back, Scott. Thanks so much.
Didn't get to trade deals either. Wanted to talk a little bit about the latest on the trade negotiations, but there's just never enough time. And Steve had a couple of good questions. Steve, thank you for that. Others, so waiting, we'll chat with you solo. Mac's going to take off. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here from What's On Your Mind with a little advice. Buy this book. The book I'm holding in my hand, Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thorson Story. Here's what folks are saying about it. Rudy, from the famous movie Rudy, says this is a phenomenal story of Garrett Thorleson's incredible accomplishment. Starting with nothing, he built over 400 hotels by himself, no partners, more than any single individual worldwide. What an inspiration to young people across the country. Jenny says, being part of the ESOP, I received a free retirement account. All I had to do was work hard, be part of a team and company I loved. Incredible stories here, folks. Open Secrets of Success is the good, the bad, the bumps, the whole works on how Gary Thorleson took his lessons of life from Daisy, North Dakota, school teacher in Leonard, on to do some incredible things. His first hotel, Valley City, North Dakota. He goes on to be the biggest hotel developer in the country. Read the book. You'll love it. Open Secrets of Success. Get it online wherever books are sold. The Gary Thorleson story. You'll love it.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Diesel's on the phone to tell us a little bit about what's happened on a Friday. CJ, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing, Scott?
Great, sir. Fantastic.
You got big plans for the weekend?
Not really, no. Just kind of a get some stuff done kind of weekend, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly. So, well, I just want to remind everybody out there that, you know, if they got a truck or pickup or even a tractor that needs an overhaul, you know, major engine work, definitely give me a call. I mean, I got a cat rolling in here on Monday morning from one of the egg distributors here in town. So he's rolling in for a full overhaul on Monday. But, you know, whether you got a Cummins or a Detroit or basically John Deere Case IH, whatever, definitely give me a call. You know, we can get it overhauled and the work is done right. You know, that's the one thing that we focus on is everything is done right. You know, I would rather have something
I'd rather almost lose money on something than to send it out the door and not have it done right, because it's going to come back and cost me usually about, you know, fivefold just in warranty. So that's one thing. I never push something out if it's not done right. So definitely give me a call. Number is 701-210-0888 or 258-5011. Almost Dak, forgot there.
DakDiesel.com. Doing it right the first time, folks. CJ and his team there. Thank you, CJ.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Scott.
Talk to you soon. Let's see here. Tom in Williston has a question. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. I called you yesterday. I'm in Williston today.
Okay.
I want to thank you for that program on the pipeline. It was very informative. I do hope that the pipeline company in their lawsuit does follow the money. I just put the quick figures together, and I figure at 500,000 barrels a day, BN is losing $1.2 million a day in oil revenues. So it's quite easy to see how an individual could pay protesters $6,000 a month to protest that.
I honestly don't think that, you know, for instance, BNSF or Warren Buffett would be stupid enough to engage in something like that. But, you know, do they go to, you know, activist groups? Do they, you know, is it, do they funnel money to the Sierra Club or whatever? I don't know. I mean,
it wouldn't be the first time that money's been funneled through tight to an environmental group.
I get it. But I'm saying if you're a company the size of BNSF and you pull something like that and you get caught, the damage you're going to do is going to be a lot more than whatever you're, you know, hoping you don't have to pay. But, you know, I don't know.
You know, it's still a good thing, you know, bringing the price of transporting oil from $20-some a barrel down to $5. That has made this the most wonderful thing that ever happened in the state of North Dakota.
Yeah, exactly right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it very much. William in Western North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is in relationship to your guest, that Democratic guest there. I would say one of the biggest lies in politics is what a Democrat says. They're really worried about the national debt. I mean, these are the guys cheering on Obama, who thought he was great for 8 years when he doubled the debt of all the presidents put together. Then it wasn't such a big thing. And after he doubled the debt, we really had nothing to show for it. That's what's incredible.
No kidding, is it ever? It's a great point.
But one other comment on the Heidi. She wears the battery acid comment with pride. Basically, she said, "Well, battery acid is a toxic pollutant," and that's exactly what she would be for North Dakota if she ever got reelected again. A toxic pollutant. She would do nothing what good for North Dakota, because basically, all these Democrats, they're not free. They're in lockstep unless they get permission. They work for Chuckie Schumer. They don't work for us. But anyway, thanks for taking my call, and have a great day.
I think you raise a point, though, that should be considered in that race, and that is this would be Heidi Heitkamp's last term. She wouldn't likely run, and she's talked about it being a tough decision because of her age, that she would be at the end of the next term. She herself has brought that up as one of the reasons it was a tough decision to run. But so I'm suggesting it likely would be only one term. Well, that all of a sudden, as you say, now that becomes a little dangerous for North Dakotans who think differently, because she's done a very good job of trying to just go close to the line to have you think she's something she's not. Heidi Heitkamp is a liberal EPA lawyer. Okay, that's her background. That is there is liberal coursing through her DNA. She's smart enough as a liberal to pick some issues where she can advocate for, like on energy and everything else. But even with that, she's yet to do one thing that would have said, there's a win for Donald Trump or Republicans, and I'm going to, you know, have to depart from my team. She's never done it when they needed it, ever. It was all meaningless votes. So that's what people need to keep in mind.
Well, she's one of the best politicians around. I've never seen anybody that can look you straight in the eye and basically lie to you and make you believe she's telling the truth. I mean, she's now trying to make us believe she's, you know, a very conservative person, as you said, and we know that's a basic lie. And people have to be told, they're going to have to come to the understanding. She's not an honest person.
Yeah, got to be savvy. You got to read between the lines. You bet, William. Appreciate the call. Texter says, Scott, my thoughts on the tariffs being imposed on the countries that were previously exempt is that the president wanted to negotiate a better deal with them, and while they are exempt, they are dragging their feet. So to get things moving, you had to pull the exemptions. Thank you for your program, says Jerry. Thank you for the text, Jerry. Wonderful. Another texter says, I didn't hear anything from him about Obama putting the U.S. $10 trillion in debt. Yeah, that's a fair point, speaking of our conversation with Mac Schneider. Okay, friends, we are out of time for a Friday. I hope you have a fine weekend. And join us again Monday when we do this all over again here on What's On Your Mind. A lot of rain out there, which is good in some parts. God bless.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.